The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Welcome. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we get any further, just a quick program note. I will be live tomorrow, but not from this studio. Lord willing, I will be up in Akron tomorrow, broadcasting live from the Fairlawn Hilton Hotel. Why in the world would I be broadcasting live tomorrow from the Fairlawn Hilton Hotel in Akron? Well, I'm glad you asked. I have the privilege of being the MC for the annual Ohio Christian Alliance Banquet. And since I will be up there, I'll be broadcasting live from the banquet facility in Akron. Have a lot of guests lined up tomorrow, including Secretary of State Frank LaRose, some Senate candidates, Chris Long, the president of Ohio Christian Alliance, and Bill Federer. If you're a regular listener, you need no introduction to Bill Federer. He is absolutely fascinating. He's going to be the keynote speaker for the banquet tomorrow night, and I will have the privilege of interviewing him as well. So it should be a really exciting broadcast. But it will be live, and when you are remote, it's always interesting. We don't anticipate any problems, but when you're doing a live remote broadcast, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, I guess. They were premiering a brand new play at the Ohio Star Theater up in Sugar Creek, and I had the privilege of broadcasting live from the Ohio Star Theater for the premiere of this brand new play written by Martha Bolton. I don't remember who did the music. Anyway, Joy and I got up there way early. I had all of the broadcast equipment. And you have to connect. When you're doing a live remote, you have to connect. We can use cell phone, but it's not really the best, particularly in Sugar Creek, Ohio. So you're looking for a hardline internet connection. Anyway, long story short, we got there in plenty of time, set up the equipment, and it wouldn't work. And so we tried this, and it wouldn't work. Then we tried that, and it didn't work. And so we called the IT person for Dutchman Hospitality, the owners of the Carlisle Inn, the Ohio Star Theater, and so forth. Their IT person came over and said, oh, that's not a problem. Here, we just plug this in. It didn't work. We tried everything we knew to try. I go on the air at 3:30, okay? I am not exaggerating. We finally got connected and got the equipment to work approximately 30 seconds before we went live on the air. I was a nervous wreck. But nobody knew it. We did get connected in time. I'm not anticipating that tomorrow. So anyway, just a program note, very special live broadcast tomorrow from Akron. Congress, in fact, let me read the headline. Congress to order the establishment of a permanent office to investigate UFOs. Yep. Now, you know, you've probably heard of Operation Blue Book that has been around for years investigating reports of UFOs. The government doesn't call them UFOs anymore. They call them UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Now, why not UAP? I don't know. Anyway, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena is what they're calling it now. So they're going to establish, well, it certainly looks like Congress is going to establish a full-blown office to continually investigate UAPs. It's going to be called, well, possibly, you know, how our government works. They're saying it's going to be called the UAP Task Force. And the reason I'm bringing this up is Congress is trying to settle on a spending bill, a budget bill. And it looks like the UAP Task Force will be included in the new budget bill. Let me quote from the State Department. Legislation contained within the upcoming fiscal year 2022 National Defense Authorization Act calls for the establishment of a permanent office to address unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAP. Not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of Defense, in coordination with the Director of National Intelligence, shall establish an office within the Office of the Secretary of Defense to carry out on a department-wide basis the mission currently performed by the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force as of the date of the enactment of this act. If passed, the move would represent a monumental shift in the U.S. government's over half-century position on UFOs and represent the first formally acknowledged, the first formally acknowledged and permanently staffed effort to investigate unexplained aerial activity since the 1969 closure of the Air Force's Project Blue Book. I didn't know that it was closed in 1969. What's fascinating, though, is that for years and years and years, the U.S. government says, we're not investigating UFOs. They don't exist. We're not investigating UFOs. What made you think of that? Well, now we know. They have been investigating, and there's going to be a full-blown government office to investigate UAPs, otherwise known as UFOs. Someday, maybe I will share with you my little theory about UFOs. Oh yeah, I've had a theory for years. I mean, many, many, many years. And longer time goes, the more convinced I am that my little fear theory is probably correct. And it has a biblical and spiritual dimension. Yeah, I do. I think there is a spiritual dimension here. Do I believe that UFOs exist? Yeah, I do. Maybe, I don't know, maybe someday I'll tell you what my little theory is. Not today. They would cart me off to the funny farm. Well, they might. They might. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
This is, at the same time, exciting and frightening. Technology. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Hey, listen, I've said it over and over again. I am all for all kinds of new technology. At the Pastor's Masters yesterday, I was talking to a friend about, you know, cameras that you can have at home and you can open and shut your garage door from halfway around the world. I really enjoy new technology, but some of it is kind of frightening, including this headline. Everyone will be able to clone their voice in the future. Now, I would imagine the initial response for most of us would be, why would I want to? Well, let me give you the story. And I'm quoting, "Your voice using artificial intelligence is simultaneously..." "Cloning your voice using artificial intelligence is simultaneously tedious and simple. Hallmarks of a technology that's just about mature and ready to go public. All you need to do is talk into a microphone for about 30 minutes or so, reading a script as carefully as you can. After starting and stopping dozens of times to re-record your flubs and mumbles, you'll send off the resulting audio files to be processed. And in a few hours' time, be told that a copy of your voice is ready and waiting. Then, you can type anything you want into a chat box, and your AI clone, artificial intelligence clone, will say it back to you with the resulting audio realistic to fool even friends and family. So let me break this down in practical terms. If I wanted to do this, I would take about 30 minutes to record my voice, reading off a script and so forth. Send it off to a lab. They would clone my voice, my inflections, my volume. They would clone my voice. After they cloned my voice, I could send a manuscript. I could type out a manuscript, push a button, and my voice would repeat whatever is in that manuscript. So, I mean, okay, I do a talk show every day. If I were to clone my voice, I could just type out a manuscript for what I want to say for the radio program, and I wouldn't even have to show up. My voice would go out over the airwaves, and we wouldn't even know. It was not really me, but an audio clone of me. Now, there are some wonderful things that could happen here. People who lose their voice 7 or 8 years ago, after surgery on my neck, I lost my voice completely, totally. And an expert told me, hey, Bob, you may never speak again. Well, praise God, God gave me my voice back. But if this technology had been available and I had cloned my voice, I could speak by just typing and you wouldn't even know that it wasn't me speaking. Think of what could happen to people who have ALS or other diseases that leave someone without the ability to speak. Now, we have the computer-generated voices, but obviously it doesn't sound anything like the real person. With this technology, someone who developed a disease, they could clone their voice, and they could type, and you would really believe that that person was actually speaking. What a great thing that would be. Wonderful. But then, on the other hand, it could be used for all kinds of bad, illegal things, trying to fool people using your voice, calling friends, calling relatives, calling your bank or whatever, and pretending to be you. Yeah, it's similar to the photo deep fakes. The ability to clone someone's image in a video is now becoming so sophisticated that technologically you can create a video of an individual doing something they didn't do or wouldn't do. And you can't tell it. It's called deep fakes. And that is very dangerous. Well, this is audio deep fakes through artificial intelligence. We are, we are moving into some bizarre times technologically. Going to create all kinds of new, fresh moral issues that we're going to have to deal with.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.